Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of the NBA coaches, and I think there's some really good coaches out there. Now, there's some of them suck. Doc Rivers, I'm looking at you.
A coach right now that's doing a hell of a job. And again, I'm going to keep talking about it. If they win this week and go 4-0 after losing their best player on defense or maybe on the entire team, like Kyle Shanahan, we are not talking enough about the coaching job he's doing, man.
And you asked the questions. Like, I do believe Kyle is probably more well thought of in his sport than maybe Kerr is in his. And as I said, it's a reflection of the NBA, not necessarily of Steve Kerr. But I also think Kyle's really good at what he does. And I think the proof is in the pudding of the last 8-9 years in the Niners system, how many guys have been awesome on both sides of the ball.
And speaking of the Niners, they're taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars at home at Levi Stadium. And if you want to go to the game, well, you want to stop by Laughing Monk Brewing at first in Sunnyvale for the kickoff show. 10 a.m. it starts. Evan Giddings, Lorenzo Neal. And you can watch all the early games there. They got great food. They got great fun. Games going on in the parking lot. It is awesome. And this is the best part. They got a free shuttle to and from the stadium. Again, free shuttle to and from the stadium. And you could park at Laughing Monk for free. So it's a double whammy of free right there. All you have to do to sign up and reserve a spot is go to 95centthegame.com, click on the kickoff show graphic, and then click on the Eventbrite link and sign up there. See you at Laughing Monk, and then see you at the game with the free shuttle, Joe. So can't wait for that.
I wonder if you ask people who they have more faith in the Bay Area right now, Shanahan or Steve Kerr. Just ask it as blanket as that. Who do you trust more right now, Kerr or Shanahan?
Well, right now you have to go Shanahan. What he's been able to do with these first three games, right? He's lost his starting quarterback. He's gone to Mac Jones, won two in a row, and Mac Jones looked pretty freaking good. You lost Nick Bosa. You don't have George Kittle. Juwan Jennings has been out. You didn't start the season with Brandon Ayuk. And by the way, judging from the comments that John Lynch, general manager of the Niners, made yesterday on a radio station, might not see Brandon Ayuk at all this season.
Very bizarre.
We'll monitor that. He said he's not. The quote was, "It's not close to coming back." So, if you thought Brandon Ayuk was going to be a difference maker this season, maybe you should pump the brakes on that. I never really thought he was going to be. But again, not what you want to hear when everyone else is already hurt on the team around him. As we played the injury report game earlier. So what Kyle's been able to do to navigate all of these losses around, and obviously Robert Saleh gets some credit there, but you know what? Shanahan hired Saleh. So ultimately it all goes to Shanahan, Joe. I have more faith in Kyle right now, just given what I've seen to start the season. Now, Steve Kerr, what he was able to do last time we saw him coaching actual NBA games was navigating what was then a 10th spot in the West all the way to the Western Conference semis. It's pretty incredible, man. It's pretty incredible. So, like, I take Shanahan, you take Kerr. I don't think there's a wrong answer here to have more faith in right now. But if you're asking me...
Yeah, you have to choose one.
I have more faith currently in Kyle Shanahan and what he's been able to do so far this season. It's been pretty amazing. What say you?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, yeah, I'm going to take Shanahan.
Wow. It's pretty crazy.
I don't think it's a knock on Steve, though.
No, but you're with me. What he's been able to navigate so far, and I think you're thinking what I'm thinking. I think they're going to be 4-0 after this week. And this is one of the best coaching jobs ever. Like, for a first month of a season, it's been incredible. What are you looking at?
I just got a notification.
What?
A 9 a.m. Google Calendar notification.
What?
Do you know whose birthday is today?
Who?
Bring him in.
Carter?
Matt Steimitz.
What? No.
No wonder he's such birthday? A good move. Open the door.
Steiny, get in
my
here.
My calendar just notified here. Me on my watch.
Where's he at? Oh, he's probably doing a show meeting right now. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco.
It's his birthday?
An Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live with the Fantasy app. Coming live
from
the Laughing Monk
it's
Studios.
It's your birthday.
Well, he's going to be joining us in 45 minutes at the crossover.
Oh, that's
I was
right.
going to say, yeah. Just what he wants, yeah. More airtime.
I mean, he'll be with us. Hey,
perfect.
We'll do
present.
It in 45 minutes.
Just what he wants.
45 more
he's
minutes.
He's the anti-Stephen A. Smith.
Well, he's
in
still,
fact, I'd like to work less and get paid exactly the same.
You think he'll, like, who do you think Steiny would say he has more faith in right now as a head coach? Is it Steve Kerr or is it Kyle Shanahan?
If if Steiny was an NFL head coach, who would he be?
Belichick.
I don't think so.
No, he'd be Belichick.
Brian Daboll?
No. Daboll, like, looks horrible, by the way. Looks awful. Whenever I'm seeing him at the presser.
I wasn't going looks. I was just going,
no, like I'm, like, not like that he's, like, an ugly person. Like, you can see, like, the life draining from his soul.
That's
the New York Giants have just destroyed his confidence. Oh, my God.
If Goo is a coach, he might be Man Campbell.
Yeah, but he has a smile on his face. Who's, like, a quirky NFL head coach that, like you just got to love?
Goo is Mike McDaniel?
No, he's too quirky. That's too much. Hell no. Although they are both black, so that's good. If we're going to go there. Mike McDaniel, what? He's a brother?
Yes, but don't he's black?
Yeah, man, you know, see, there you go.
Who would you be?
Shane Steichen.
Shane Steichen, does he have a schnoz? Whoever's got a big nose.
There you'd be LaFleur.
Matt LaFleur? No, yeah. He's too clean. He gets, no, you know, that's Nash Solomon is Matt LaFleur. That's a deep cut, by the way. LaFleur gets very upset very quickly. Have you noticed that about him?
Yeah.
He's got little man syndrome, and I don't have
so
that.
Lucas.
No, let's fight on university.
Dude, he's so much more well kept than Lucas.
Good point.
Who'd Shasky be if he was a head coach?
McVay or Pete Carroll?
Liam Cohen.
Liam Cohen?
No way.
Duval.
That's so disrespectful.
Honestly, the way that he was yelling at Trevor on the sideline, it's like you yelling from the stands. Not a bad comp. See, Sean doesn't get that angry on the sidelines, Joe. He doesn't get that angry. Honestly, you know who I'm thinking Steiny is as a head coach?
Huh?
Andy Reid.
No, Kyle Shanahan.
Andy Reid.
It's Kyle Shanahan. He could be a little funny. He could be a little, some dry humor. He gets very upset, though.
And very particular about personnel.
Yes. You know what? Steiny is Shanahan.
And he has to have the play sheet?
Yes.
Matt Shanmetz?
Yeah, he has to.
And he's very worried about who his assistants are.
And he does this all the time. I hear this all the time when I'm listening back. I'm heading back over the bench. You know Shanahan's doing on the sideline whenever Pinheiro or Moody's missing the kick.
When you're in that Steiny doghouse.
No, you don't want to be in that. Well, Goo's been in that for years.
Goo built it.
That's the thing.
Oh, my God.
I kind of like this as comps. Who's you said Daboll. I think Dibbs is Daboll, right?
Same hairstyle.
Dude, Carter laughing as Sam cracks the mic.
So who's Willard then? Do we do Willard? I was looking for Steiny, by
who's
the way.
Optimistic?
I can't find him.
Who's the most optimistic head coach in the NFL
right now?
That's
got to be Pete Carroll.
Yeah,
smartest
but head
coach,
he's
too.
He's too old, though. He's too old. Maybe Kevin O'Connell.
I mean, Pete Carroll actually acts younger than Mark Willard, so I don't think we could use that one.
No.
That's not a knock
McVay
on.
McVay's a really optimistic dude.
That's not a knock on Willard. No, he's... I don't see McVay.
I want Kevin O'Connell.
Kevin O'Connell's a good one.
Kevin O'Connell's a good one. I think Willard, it's a good one. Take that.
Doesn't like young players.
well, no, he does. He went to J.J. McCarthy and then immediately pivoted to Carson Wentz. And this is real Vikings football.
Good Sirianni? That's what people are suggesting?
Somebody in the chat said Willard is Jim Harbaugh.
Nobody is smarter than me.
No, definitely not. I would not. No. Harbaugh's his own. No one could come close to that guy. I love Steiny as Shanahan, by the way. I'm taking that one. You said him Shane Steichen because he's got a big nose. I kind of respect that. That's fine.
Well, that's why I laughed is because whoever said Dayball for Dibs, he looks just like him.
That's so mean.
That is. No, Dibs would take offense to that. Who's our coach at 95.7 the most like? Who's Nahegan?
Oh, man. That's a great question.
I know he's loving this segment, by the way. I actually think it's fun. I love this. 888-957-9570.
He's Dan Campbell.
Roger Goodell.
No.
Oh, no.
He's Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn.
Oh, Dan Quinn's a good one.
Yeah.
I like Dan Quinn.
Mike Tomlin?
Better as a DC than he is as a head man. No, I'm just teasing.
No, he's not Mike Tomlin. Tomlin blinks too much.
No.
No, he's not.
And Tomlin worries about how he looks. Our boss wears the same thing every day.
The Patagonia looks good on him. And his hair is immaculate all the time.
It's actually a different Patagonia sweater.
He's kind of like Andy Reid. He'll chest bump you when he's mad.
By the way, we'll ask the boys what do they think their comps are and the other comps. Steiny and Goo joining us in about 40 minutes for the crossover every single Friday.
Goo is Aaron Glenn dancing on the sideline.
See, why does it have to be like a white guy for a white guy, black guy? He doesn't have to be Raheem Morris. He doesn't have to be Aaron Glenn. I kind of like the Sirianni one. Sirianni's not bad. I tell you who Goo does not want to be is Brian Schottenheimer. That's the guy you don't want to be. Yikes. Yikes. Who's Sam Lubman as an assistant coach? You got anyone out there?
Lubman. Oh, Lubman's Belichick's kid.
Steve?
Yeah, with the bad hair.
He's Steve?
I don't know what his hair looks like, but no, I assume it can't be bad.
You're better.
One of them has like the ponytail.
You're Robert Saleh, Sam. I'll give you Robert Saleh, except opposite hair. But you're fired up on those sidelines, man. Look at him. He's standing up.
Except the fact he's bald, jacked, tall, Armenian, and
Hold up. We're both pretty jacked.
Come on, dude. He's jacked up. Here you go. Remember that when we had that lineup, the jacked up lineup here? Are we going to do that again? We're going to like come in the afternoon or like in the midday?
God, that was such a great week.
I know. It was awesome.
That was like a vacation.
Actually, the guy that Matt Nahegan looks most like is Mike Vrabel. Just Vrabel's huge.
Yeah, the same haircut. Yeah. I always thought he looked like him, too. I told him that. Yeah.
That's who it is.
Vrabel's a good one, too. And he gets a little surly when he wants to be, but he's a cool guy.
Who's
Bonte? Some podcasts. Ooh, Bonte.
Lovie Smith.
Lovie? Hey, Lovie's got the sick
when
beard, though.
When he had the beard.
Lovie Dovey.
That was a joke.
Buddy Love.
Oh, no, Bonte thinks he's Tomlin. That's who he thinks he is.
No.
I mean, Bonte is the standard.
No, but Bonte would wrap his arm around someone. He's that kind of a coach. He'll come over, put his arm around someone, get a nice pulse for them. I think he thinks he's more of like a Pete Carroll type, to be honest. I think he would. I think he'd like Pete Carroll.
No, he thinks he's D'Amico Ryans. That's who he thinks he is.
Oh, it's not a bad one. Who is D'Amico, by the way? He's got a big smile on his face all the time. He's in a good mood. Yeah, that's not a bad one.
Yeah.
That's not a bad one. Although he was checking us on the mood a couple days ago. He said he didn't like the mood here.
Bonte's Todd Bowles. I don't think so. He's got way more personality.
No, yeah, Todd, like,
that's not right.
Todd,
Bonte's
like,
Andy Reid.
No. No one hears Andy. No one hears Andy Reid. No. 888-957-9570.
None of this is good enough.
Host to head coach comparisons. It could be in the NBA, too, but we'll keep it to the NFL right now. That's the cup of tea. By the way, remember we had a couple weeks ago, you know, Kyle Shanahan's record against first-time head coaches, making their first start against him, and he's like, he has a great, like, plus, like, 750, like, winning percentage. That's why they're going to win again this week, because Kyle Shanahan over Liam Cohen. That's why they're going to win. Did you hear Robert Saleh yesterday, by the way, at the podium, kind of taking, like, a sneak? It wasn't a shot, per se, but basically saying that Liam Cohen does a great job of like legally cheating. How did he put it? Like, it was very interesting. We'll get the exact sound, but Robert Saleh was basically saying that Liam Cohen, like during a game, is able to flip the video and footage and call out things like immediately.
Okay.
Like that, not that it's cheating, but he's saying he just does it better than anyone else. I thought it was very fascinating how he put it.
Here's a suggestion.
Gamesmanship.
Is Sean McDermott Dan Dibley?
That's a better comp of what he probably looks like.
So we're just doing that white Irish guy thing, like Bill Burr. McDermott, yeah, Dibley, all
bad.
Looking the same.
And then who's that kicker for the Texans? That's another one that they signed. Yeah, it looks just like Bill Burr. It's a good one. I'm not mad at it. Can we get that Sala sound? He did speak yesterday. Robert Sala, Bobby Sala. 888-957-9570. We're doing...
Who do you think you are, though, in life?
I'm probably more like Nick Sirianni, to be honest. I got the bags under my eyes. He's Italian.
You need quality assistants hired by the above.
Yeah, but I put people in positions to
succeed. Hate Sirianni so much.
We're winners, though, Joe. That's what we are. We're winners. That's what we do on this station. We win. That's what we do in this time slot. We win, baby. Just win. I think the coach thinks of himself more like Al Davis. He wants to be more of an Al Davis, just win, baby type. Maverick. He thinks he's innovative, right?
Who do you think you are, Carter?
I have no idea, Shasky. Who do you think I am?
Well, you're really jolly, and you have a great like demeanor about you, so...
Santa Claus, yeah, Sam
says. I was going to say Santa Claus? No, you just jolly?
You do.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who Lubman is. I don't know.
I said he's Robert Sala with more hair. I think he'll take that. He will.
That's too positive of a comp, though, so Shasky's thinking something else.
Why can't we be positive here, right? Hey, Brock Purdy, what stands out about the Jaguars defense if you're going to be playing them against them this Sunday?
First three games, man, they've played together, tough defense. You could see that they're all playing with a chip on their shoulder, and it's a team that is hungry, you know, and I feel like they've found ways to win together, and, I mean, that's the NFL, man. You got to end up finding a way to win. It doesn't matter how, but at the end of the day, they've both offensively and defensively have come together and they've won games. And so I really respect them for that. And obviously good front, really good front, really good linebackers. They're secondary. They got talent. So it's going to be a really good challenge for us, and I'm excited for it.
He's excited for it. There's a lot of just coach, quarterback speak and all of that response. Hold on. Has any coach or quarterback outwardly said, God, I think their defense stinks? Like, we're going to crush them. Like, that just doesn't... You always say, God, these guys are really good. These guys are... Like, they could be 1-14. God, they've been in every game. I mean, seems really good. I get that you, like, have to do that. I really just wish someone would be honest with me, like Shanahan, be like, we're going to wax this team. They stink. Like, we should handle this team. If you're betting on us, take the over and the over on the Niners points. That's what I want them to say one of these days.
That would be
days.
Incredible.
Like, take the over on Shanahan coming at the podium. Hey, FanDuel, DraftKings. Yeah, take the over. We're running it up. Now he'd get in trouble and like probably get fired, but you know, it'd be a great soundbite.
What if we were all former fired head coaches and Bonte was Antonio Pierce, Spadoni was Josh McDaniels?
Oh, my God. I actually said Big Boss Man.
I'm Adam Gase.
I actually said Nahegan looked like Josh McDaniels. I said that Nahegan looked like Josh McDaniels once, and I don't think he liked that comp.
And then Lubman would be Steve Wilkes, because he's built for this.
He is built for this. You know,
I
who
can
else
honestly
is?
Say I'm sort of built for this.
So we got
not in an arrogant way, but I've always believed is
yeah.
This is why I need the Saturday show, Nahegan. I'm built for this.
Orange and black weekend wrap. It's the best. Was the best?
It's just the weekend wrap now.
Oh, just the weekend wrap, not the orange and black anymore. You'll hear them tomorrow.
We're going to do some smelling salts.
Oh, you guys know who's joining us on the weekend wrap tomorrow?
Who?
It's not Dan Devone. It's one. I should tease on that. Nah, it's Carter.
Wait, what?
What?
Ooh. Carter, you're on air tomorrow?
I am, Spadone.
Oh, we got to dissect this on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.